Think you're too busy to feed your family quick, healthy, and tasty meals that fill you up but don't pile on the pounds?
Today on Real Family Talk, we'll meet a woman who found a way to do it. As a result, she lost the weight and says you can too. Connie Edward knows what it's like to struggle with obesity. After years of yo-yo dieting and experiencing the frustrations that many of us can relate to as we try to win the battle for our health, she finally lost the weight for good.
After adopting a healthier lifestyle, she lost 45 pounds and hasn't looked back. She's here today to tell us how she did it and how we can too. Welcome, Connie. I'm dying to know how we can do this, too.
Oh, everybody can.
But first, tell us about your lifestyle before you started this journey.
Oh, my lifestyle was high-stress job, long commute, not eating what I knew was good for me, getting into the habits of picking up a pizza or fast food. And before I knew it, I was looking at myself in the mirror and realizing I was obese. And I did not want to go down the route of heart disease and diabetes. Mm-hmm. It had to change.
Okay. Oh. And you said you were looking at yourself and you thought that you were obese. Mm-hmm. Did you go to the doctor? Did the doctor tell you this? Because in many cases when we have our physicals now, our doctors actually tell us these things.
No, it was weighing myself, taking measurements and just looking at, you know, the tables, the BMI tables, and it was a hard realization. And it's like, I have to change.
So you were very intentional.
Oh, yes.
You know, it's really something when you look at those BMI charts.
Oh.
It's shocking.
Yes.
You think you're doing well, but the chart says otherwise.
Yes.
And you were smart in that you were willing to believe what the chart said and do something about it.
Yeah, even though we know now that's not the best measure.
Yes.
But when you start looking at yourself realistically.
Absolutely.
You can tell.
And you wanted to live.
I did. Yeah. Yes. I did. I wanted to live. I wanted to be active. You know, we've always led an active lifestyle. We've always run, done triathlons, that sort of thing. And I wanted to continue that.
Excellent. So what was the hardest part? What was the biggest struggle for you?
I think getting started, getting back into good habits again, planning and that sort of thing. And that's where a lot of people fall down, mm-hmm. on the planning. So
tell us a little bit about the planning. When you say planning, what exactly are you talking about?
Well, you know, a lot of people will start out with really good intentions. They'll go buy a lot of vegetables, a lot of healthy food, and it all goes in the garbage because they don't know what to do with it.
Yes.
So it was like planning out meals, finding new recipes. And thank goodness there's so many wonderful resources now.
Indeed.
Online.
Indeed.
So I found a couple of different ones that had really great recipes, tried new things, fell in love with cooking all over again.
Wonderful.
So, and it was just so much fun.
Yeah, I think the planning is key because
you
just explained and described me. So I will do the same thing. I will say, or my doctor will tell me, you know, it would be good if you tried to eat healthier and exercise more and lose some pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll, you know, go to the grocery store and I'll buy kale and cabbage and lettuce and cherry tomatoes and all this fresh fruit and vegetables, and then by the end of the week, they're all spoiled.
Still sitting there, yes.
So you're saying that the planning is the key.
Planning is key.
How did you do that? Because still, with a busy lifestyle, mm-hmm. to stop and think about, okay, now I have to plan out my meals for an entire week. That's three meals a day. Then I have to think, how am I going to carry it to work or school?
That's a big one.
You know, so what did you do and how did you do that?
I started packing simple meals. I went to basics of oats and fruit for breakfast. You can't get any simpler than that or healthier. And then bowls for lunch. So like salads, grains, beans, and different sauces. And I just, on weekends, then I would cook different meals, like something new and exciting that I'd never tried before, and keep leftovers for lunch.
And did you have a cookbook, or you just made things
up? No. Actually, I found Lindsay Nixon, the Happy Herbivore, and she has the most amazing recipes. They all use simple ingredients. You know, some of them not more than five ingredients. They're all healthy. And she was kind of going through the same struggle I was at the same time. So we kind of lost weight together. It was really cool.
Oh, that's really cool.
And I got to meet her a few years later.
Oh, that's fantastic. So tell us a little bit more then how you did start losing the weight and what did you do intentionally? What foods did you eat? What did you learn about foods, exercise? Tell us your secret.
Well, I started doing a lot of different studies. One of the things was getting 30 to 40 grams of fiber a day.
Oh, yeah.
That's huge. You know, only plant foods have fiber.
Yes.
So if you start loading up on fiber, you're full. You're not going to have cravings.
What about bread? Can we have fiber in bread?
100% whole wheat. You have to be sure that it says 100% whole wheat. Anything that says enriched is basically just glorified white bread.
So what I'm hearing you say, you're saying fiber.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't say it, but I'm hearing plant-based.
Plant-based, you bet, 100%.
So you're saying do away with any meat products.
Right.
Any animal products.
No animal products.
No dairy.
Yeah.
Nothing.
No dairy.
So we need how much fiber?
30 to 40 grams
30 to 40 grams. So how are we going to get 30 to 40 grams? What are we eating to get 30 to 40 grams?
Oats, beans, whole grains, all
list
of your
those,
non...
List those.
Yeah.
Whole grains. No, the whole grains.
Yeah, whole grains.
I mean, you did say oats.
Oats.
Beans.
So,
yes.
Vegetables, fruits.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
And all vegetables are okay, all fruits are okay.
Yes.
They all have fiber.
Yes, they all have fiber.
Sweet grapes. Because, you know, sometimes people say, you know, grapes have too much sugar or, you know, bananas have too much sugar.
But they have fiber.
Okay.
Fiber's the key.
Fiber is the key. Okay, so what else did you do?
I eliminated oil.
Oh, wow.
I had signed up for an app because I wanted to get my... calories down, see what I was actually eating. And one of the things that I had learned was about oil. And it had suggested like a 1,200 calorie a day limit, unless you were exercising, and then you could exercise, use those calories. But when you start looking, this is 2 tablespoons of oil. Mm-hmm. That's 480 calories. If you're on a 1,200 calorie a day diet,
that's a third, huh?
That's a third of what your daily allotment is. I would much rather have, you know, spinach and potatoes and anything but this.
Wow, that is amazing. But we're going to learn more from you. Mm-hmm. And in a short while, we'll be back, and Connie's going to share more with us on how she maintains her healthy habits. Stay with us.
Connie Edwards lost 45 pounds and has kept the weight off for 6 years by changing her eating habits and adopting a whole foods plant-based diet. She's here today to share what helped her in her journey. So, Connie, we're asking you, you mentioned you eliminated certain things from your diet, certain foods. Tell us about that and what difference it made.
Well, we were lacto-ovo vegetarian.
Okay.
And we eliminated all animal products, salt, sugar, and oil. which...
Salt, sugar, and oil. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, a lot of them you'll hear referred to as SOS, free.
Okay.
Okay. And what do you mean when you say you started eating whole foods? What are whole foods?
Whole foods are things in their natural state or slightly cooked, very minimally processed. So tofu would be probably the most processed of anything. So it'd be like taking vegetables, steaming them, adding a sauce.
Okay, not salt, but a sauce.
A sauce.
Yeah. Okay. And you're going to share some of that with us later.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And I don't want to give the impression that it was fat-free, because it wasn't and isn't even now. Fat is fine if it's foods that are the whole food, like olives, avocados. They all have fiber.
Okay.
So that's the key.
Right. And you mentioned the oil earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people will say, well, that's vegetable oil, but olive oil, that's a good, healthy oil. What do you think about olive oil?
Actually, Dr. Esselstyn says no oil whatsoever.
Tell us who that is.
Dr. Esselstyn is one of the premier heart health specialists.
Okay.
And you'll find his books, Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease.
Okay.
My family has had heart disease, and I didn't want to go down that road that my parents did.
Then you did the smart thing. You switched.
I switched.
Did something different.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah. And so I am in my 60s. I'm still very active, working full time.
You look fantastic, by the way. I mean, I cannot believe
that. Yeah.
Wow.
On no medications whatsoever.
All right.
You know, so it works.
So you've mentioned what you've taken out.
Mm-hmm.
What did you add to your diet?
I added a lot more vegetables, mainly
fiber.
A lot of greens.
Okay.
So greens are amazing because they have nitric oxide, which are natural vasodilators. It means it dilates the blood vessels naturally.
The opposite of cholesterol.
Yes, yeah, and it helps heal the endothelial cells, which is the lining of the blood vessels.
Okay.
Oil damages that.
Okay.
In fact, if you look at it, the endothelial cells are like the Teflon on your pan. You know, when it's nice and new, everything slides off of it.
Right.
And that's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to protect the vessels from clots. Well, when your pan gets scratched and damaged, then everything starts sticking to it.
Yes.
Same in your vessels.
Yes. So you mentioned greens. You added more greens.
Yes.
Give us an example of what kind of greens you were adding to your diet.
Oh, tons and tons of spinach, because that's
spinach,
one of my favorites.
Yes.
Cooked and raw.
Okay.
A lot of people will even put it in their oats for breakfast.
Okay.
Mm. What about juicing? What do you think about juicing?
Juicing should be limited, because a lot of your nutrients are bound to that fiber. And if you're stripping the fiber,
then you have no reason to be juicing.
So you're taking out the fiber and keeping the sugar, I think I've heard.
Right, it concentrates it.
Right.
So you can look at a small glass of juice that can be over 1,000 calories.
Oh, wow.
And then people will still go ahead and eat their normal meals.
Yeah.
So you don't feel full. You have that insulin spike from the sugar rush.
And you're not full.
You're not full.
Spinach, some more greens.
Oh, gosh. Collards.
Yeah.
Kale.
Kale. Yeah. Kale is one of my favorites. Cabbage is a green.
Okay.
And purple cabbage is one of the highest in antioxidants.
More so than regular cabbage.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And all of your cruciferous, it kind of crosses over between greens and cruciferous, but very good for cancer prevention.
Tell us what cruciferous is.
Cruciferous is all the great things like broccoli, cauliflower. Those are cruciferous in your cabbages.
Okay. All right. All right. I have a few more questions for you. So how did your family feel about this? And did they join you in this new enterprise? And your family being your husband?
My husband, yes. Yeah. In fact, my husband has lost 40 pounds.
Wow.
He was fully on board.
So
that's amazing.
Yes, and usually I say, you know, if you look at a couple, you can tell that they eat at the same table, if they eat the same things, right?
Right.
If they eat the same things. You lost 45 pounds, he lost 40.
Well, okay. Yeah, what's interesting is that sometimes when we start on these journeys, our spouses may not. That's right. Yes. There's one that's resistant. Like, don't make me have this this journey. I need to be on my own journey. So that's really fantastic. Did you have to convince him? Or did he first see the changes in you before he started? Or he just said, you know, I'm going to jump on this with
you. I'm ready
you.
For this.
He was like, he had put on weight also. So neither of us felt as good as we should. We were struggling with running because we couldn't get the times that we used to and didn't enjoy it as much. You hurt so much.
Yes, yes.
So,
the inflammation.
So
you guys were runners before. This was something that you did together. So you both came to this place where you were not feeling your best selves.
Well, you're busy like everybody else, running around and working and what have you. How do you get this done without breaking the bank or running through the drive-thru?
Well, when you look at the drive-thru, you just see it as not your food.
Yes.
You know, there's too much fat, sugar, and oil in everything there. So it's like, that's not my food. I need to make another way.
Man, when you put it like that, fat, sugar, and oil.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good way to look at it.
And everything that's processed, like everything in the middle of the store, is so filled with fat, sugar, and oil. You'd be surprised how much added sugar is even in, like, marinara sauce.
Yes.
Which should be pretty clean.
Yes.
But it isn't.
Right. And even things they say, like ketchup.
Yes.
You know,
tons.
And barbecue sauce and those things, they put a lot of sugar in.
Yeah.
So tell us what you do to save time and to have the right foods.
A lot of things we'll do is we'll stock up. We stock up on cabbage. We've got potatoes in the house all the time, beans, rice. I have an Instapot that I will cook beans. If I really get busy, we'll use canned.
Okay.
We have frozen vegetables, frozen berries. So if you don't get a chance to get fresh and get them washed, you can just dump out some from the frozen bag.
All right. Next, Connie shares some recipes so we can see and taste her healthy meal options. Stay with us.
Connie Edwards lost 45 pounds by changing her lifestyle. It enabled her to run a marathon, become healthier, and have more energy than ever before. Her newfound passion for health led her to earn a certificate in plant-based nutrition and lead health ministries at her local church. Connie, this is all so fantastic. Mm-hmm. So, your health ministries director at your church.
Yes.
In what ways do you teach people to be healthier?
Well, we conduct cooking schools twice a year. We also have a quarterly health Sabbath. So we have, during the announcement time, there'll be a health video of some sort. And then we have great recipes for people to taste afterwards.
Fantastic.
People aren't going to change unless they know the food tastes
good. Right, right. So you're teaching people how to lead healthier lifestyles and eat healthier.
Yes.
So you're going to share with us some recipes, some of the recipes that you make, the ones that are easy to make.
Absolutely.
For people on the go. So tell us what we have here.
Okay, this one is a very simple baked oatmeal. The great thing about this is you bake it in the pan that you mix it in.
Wonderful.
So it's one-stop shopping.
You say you bake the oat.
Yes.
You just put it in the oven. Okay.
Yeah. So you start out with your oats in your pan. We've got unsweetened applesauce that we add.
And you can just buy that from the store.
Any store.
You don't have to make it yourself. Okay.
No.
Make sure it's unsweetened.
Excellent. And these, are these quick oats or are they?
No. Oats is regular oat.
Just regular oats.
Old-fashioned oats.
Old-fashioned oats. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then we have mixed berries. These were frozen because it's quicker and easier. You can do anything that you want. You could do fresh berries.
And I take it you just get those in the frozen section of your supermarket.
Yes. Okay. Again, you want to be sure that they are unsweetened.
Unsweetened.
Okay.
Underscore unsweetened.
Yes. Very important. Then we have ground flax and cinnamon.
Oh.
That's for taste.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Now, the ground flax. Okay, ground can you buy flax. Ground flax, or do you have to grind it yourself?
Actually, you can do it either way.
Okay.
If you buy it ground, keep it in the freezer. Because okay. it does go
cold.
Bad quickly.
Yes, you want
okay.
it to be cold.
And
yeah.
cinnamon is really good for stabilizing blood sugar, as is the oats, because you've got tons of fiber in here. Cinnamon also adds a little flavor.
Okay.
Excellent. And then we have
I love cinnamon.
Yeah.
Your favorite, whatever, unsweetened plant milk.
And that's
okay, so almond milk or
almond,
soy milk
or
rice.
Oat or rice milk.
Okay.
Whatever you like. And then you just fold it together.
It's already smelling good.
I know. Doesn't yeah. it smell good?
Okay. And then
you
so
bake
this
it.
Is, so then you bake it. And mm-hmm. how long and at what temperature do you bake it?
Like, I think it's the 375 for like 30 minutes.
Yeah, we're going to share.
30,
you can have your own if you
35,
like.
35 minutes?
35 minutes.
Mm. Okay. And at 3, did you say 350?
I think it was 375.
375. Okay,
the
fantastic.
The recipe is on the website.
Okay. I so. Think we need to go to the next.
Yeah.
Let's go to the next.
The good thing about this, it oh freezes goodness. Well. Mm. You can parcel it out for
that
the entire week.
That is delicious. Wow.
Now, one of the.
And so yes. before you go on, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
is that breakfast?
That is breakfast.
And that's it, that one square mm-hmm. size
I'll
like
usually
that.
Have an apple with that, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, excellent.
And you can also put plant milk on top of it, warm it up, have okay. a cold either way.
So I have a quick question, because,
yes.
you know, we make a big deal about protein. So there was no protein in that.
Yes, there is. It's packed full of protein.
Okay.
Oh, tell us.
Everything here is filled with protein. Actually, protein is kind of a misnomer. It's actually the amino acids, the essential amino acids that you need. And your body makes protein from that. And plants have all of the essentials.
Okay, excellent.
So you can't
That's good
go
to
wrong.
Know. Okay.
If you're getting enough calories, you're going to get enough protein.
All right, so what do we have next?
Well, just simple bowls. This one, if you don't like to chop veggies, buy a salad. Mix.
Okay.
Open it up, throw this dressing away, and then dump it in a bowl. Now, I added.
And you're throwing the dressing away because that's where the fat is.
Loaded with fat and oil
yes.
and sugar.
Okay.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
And I added some red peppers in here, partially for color and partially for the vitamin C. They're
okay.
packed
and we could add carrots
and
if we wanted.
Loves,
yes.
Elaine loves red peppers.
I love red peppers.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, we're going to add a grain and a bean. So we've got black beans and corn that I have drained and rinsed.
Okay.
A lot of your canned beans and
filled
corn.
Filled with sodium, huh?
Filled with sodium. Some even put sugar
okay.
in the beans.
So you're going to rinse that.
You rinse it, yes.
Okay.
Get all the bad
wow,
stuff out.
Wow, look at
look
that.
Look how pretty
oh
it
my goodness.
Is.
Looks
yes.
colorful.
Yeah.
That looks fantastic.
There's protein there.
Okay, so this
there
is very tons. Important what you have
oh,
here.
This is great. This is a cashew cheese sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Cashews, nutritional yeast, miso, garlic, a little bit of red pepper flake.
Okay.
Okay.
Are we going to have
so
those
I hope we're
gonna recipes
have, I was just going to say
online
that.
So people can see them?
Hopefully we will
yes,
have these recipes
they
online.
Are. They
wonderful.
Are.
Okay. All right. So we're running out of time, so I want to
okay.
make sure that we try
that.
We'll try okay. it afterwards. So let's look at this one. Your
this
same
one
base.
Same base.
Okay.
It's more of an Asian mix. I've
okay.
got edamame and brown rice.
Oh, that sounds so amazing. Oh, my
soybean.
Goodness.
Yeah.
And
edamame.
A spicy peanut sauce.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And Connie, these
sauce.
Are very easy to make.
Very
right?
easy.
Busy moms could do this.
Oh, yeah.
With
yeah,
a little bit of planning.
Yes.
And shopping in advance.
Yeah.
And recipe planning and meal planning.
Once you get the essentials in your pantry, it's mm-hmm. really easy to pull.
Yeah, that's the key, to have
yeah.
the essentials
that's
in your pantry.
I'd like to try those.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
And that one is so
okay, well,
good.
Okay.
While you come over here, I'm going to come over here and start putting some of this on
okay.
the plate.
Okay. All right.
And the last one
here.
Is a treat.
Okay.
A lot of times people will tell me, oh, I have a family get-together coming up, and I don't want to have to, you know, miss out on the birthday cake and that sort of thing. Well, make a treat. And this is a brownie that is almond butter, oats. It is high fat.
Mm-hmm.
But
there's no oil.
No, it's high fat, but no oil.
Yeah, just from the
almond. Is that good fat? Is that good fat?
Yes, because it has fiber.
Okay. Okay.
So basically, this is oats, cocoa powder, almond butter, a little bit of... Yeah, we're going to put some chocolate in it. A little bit of maple syrup. And then you just mix it all in the food processor. Mm-hmm. So again, it's like one thing. You can decorate. You like it? Good.
The one with the peanut sauce.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
And then you can just decorate it with some dairy-free chocolate chips. But you notice the size of this compared to the size of that.
Right, right.
Wow.
What? And so this is, and do you bake this?
You bake it for 15 minutes at 350.
3 minutes.
And let it rest for 30, and then you've got these amazing decadent.
Wow, that is
this
fantastic.
This is very tasty.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much, Connie, for sharing your story and your healthy recipes with us today. And thanks to our viewers for watching Real Family Talk. Look for Connie's recipes on our webpage as listed on your screen, and we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Now we can eat.
Yes.